No. Let's start our Hebrew class tonight with a little bit of review, if nobody minds. Turn to page 94, if you will, and let's review the vocabulary for chapter 11, because sometimes we forget the vocabulary. Look in the upper right-hand corner. Can we please? Oz is then. Im with an aleph is if. What was it with an ayin?
With.
Uh-huh.
With.
Uh-huh. But with an aleph, it's if. Beit Lechem.
Bethlehem.
Or house of bread. Dom is blood. Cherev. Sword. Yisrael is Israel. Kesef is silver or money. Ketav, he wrote. Matzah, he found. Naomi,
Naomi.
Olam, eternity, forever, universe, age.
Eternity, universe, forever, and age. Forever is not my book.
It's eternity and universe.
Mm-hmm. Generally, forever is written as Le'olam or Adolam.
Eights.
I ate me a tree. Tree or wood.
It was not good.
Patach.
Patach.
It's not Klingon. Means he opened.
Pick the lock. That's how I remember it.
Pick the lock is how you remember it? Okay. Kara. Call or proclaim. And then we have our idioms. Le'olam. Le'olam va'ed and adolam. Forever, forever and ever, and forever. Why would le'olam and adolam mean the same thing? Le'olam means to the age that's coming, and Adolam means until the age that's coming, so takes us to the same point in time. Le'olam va'ed simply means to that point and on into eternity future.
I should have been able to figure that odd one out, huh?
Oh, in a few more lessons. Odd is until or as far as. Mm-hmm. The next section is the meaning of the imperfect tense. Imperfect doesn't mean it's bad. It means it's not yet complete. So in English, we would say present tense or future tense. On page 95, we learn how to recognize imperfect tense of regular pa'al verbs. What are pa'al verbs?
Simple action.
In the perfect tense, he did something, in the pa'al is ah, the two vowels. That's why it's called pa'al. It's describing the vowel pattern of the he did it in simple action terms. If we look down the chart, if we have eshmor, everybody say that?
Eshmor,
it's I will guard. If we replace the sheen, maim, and resh with the verb zachar, and then it becomes what? You say, I will remember.
Esh-zachar.
Not Esh-zachar. You replace the sheen with the zayin. It's simply Ezkor.
Ezkor.
Mm-hmm. So the three black letters here are the three root letters, and they get replaced with the three root letters of whatever verb. Malach is he ruled. How do you say, I will rule?
Malach.
Take the sheen, maim, and resh out, and you simply put the aleph in front of malach, and it becomes m loch. So the ah vowel pattern is in the perfect tense. In the imperfect, you have stronger vowels. That helps us distinguish between perfect tense and imperfect. You don't find O's and O's and E's in the perfect tense in pa'al. You see ah. So M loch, es kor, esh more, you have harder vowels in the imperfect. So you will guard masculine singular is what? Tishmor. If I say that, tishmor. How do you say you will remember, masculine singular? Tezkor.
Tezkor.
Tezkor. Like T-I-Z-K-O-R. Tezkor. How about he will rule? Timlok. Timlok. Got it?
Easy.
Okay. You will guard feminine singulars a little harder because you have an E on the ending. So Tish Mari. You also go from two syllables to three. That's characteristic of imperfect feminine singular. Tish Mari. How about if you make it Zachar? How do you say you will remember feminine singular? Tezkari. Re. The E ending is feminine singular. Tezkari.
Would that have the yod at the end as well?
It has the yod at the end.
So it's the caret yod together.
Right. How about you will rule feminine singular? Team la chi. Yep, no ruse. Team Lachi. Keep looking at the example. And those dark letters, the three root letters, just substitute the three root letters of the verb.
I keep looking at them, trying to picture in my mind the other word. And I'm looking at that.
Okay. You will guard feminine singular, Tish Marie. How about Shema? You will hear feminine singular is going to be Tish Ma. E, exactly, Tishma-E, because the aleph or ayin at the end of a letter is silent at the end of a word, either one. Yishmor, he will guard. How about he will remember? Yizkor.
Yizkor, oh, that's right.
He will rule. Yimlok. Tishmor, she will guard, is exactly the same as you will guard, masculine singular. So I don't know if it's you, masculine singular, or she.
Context.
If we're talking about Leah?
So she.
Except in San Francisco. And in the upper left-hand column, we will guard is Nishmor. That noon is the signal letter for we. So how do you say we will remember?
Nis.
Core. We will rule. Neem Lok. We will hear. Nish Ma.
Nishmo or Nishma?
Nishma. It's not got the O vowel because the last letter is silent, so it's a little different, but it's not much different. You will guard masculine plural is Tish Maru. There's the ruse we want to get in there. Tish Maru. How about you will remember masculine plural. Tezkaru. You will rule masculine plural. Timlachu. Yeah, you got it. You will guard feminine plural. You don't find that very often, but it's a na ending at the end. The tav is a signal letter for you. Na is feminine plural. So tishmor na. Tishmor na. How about you will remember feminine plural? Tezkor na. You will guard feminine plural? Tishmor na. That was a trick question because that's when you're looking at. How about you will rule feminine plural? Tim loch na.
Tim loch na.
They will guard, depends whether it's masculine or feminine. If it's masculine, it begins with a yod and ends with an u. So they will guard masculine, yishmaru. Yishmor, he will guard, yishmaru, they will guard. Think of it as a bunch of he's. You call that they. And they will guard feminine, she will guard as tishmor, they will guard feminine, tishmor na. Think of it as a bunch of she's. How do you describe a bunch of she's?
They's.
So, they will guard masculine, yishmoru. I'm sorry, yishmaru. I got too much of a vowel there. How about they will remember masculine? Yizkaru. Mm-hmm. Got it?
I don't know.
Getting
where
there.
I don't know where the words are coming from.
You don't know where
In
which
other
words?
When you said, like, remember, and you.
Zakar is remember.
But.
He's just
rule is malach.
Malach is.
Shamar is guard.
Shamar.
So here we have this chart. The letter that's outlined, they're the signal letters.
Okay.
Those that are in black, that's the three root letters of whatever verb. So zachar, you just replace the shamar with zachar, those three root letters. Or malach, those three root letters.
You have to do it in your mind.
He was just making it up. It was not actually written down anywhere.
And yeah, if you were trying to find them written down, that would have been frustrating. I'm sorry.
But no, what I could not understand was, you know, I use it every syllable.
Uh-huh.
And then now with these signal letters, we're using just the end three letters, it sounds like. Like Shamara, you would be Tishmar.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So you're not using the, you're not saying shimar, it wouldn't be tish shimar, it would be tish mar.
Right. Remember your syllables. Every pronounceable vowel indicates a syllable. So look at eshmor. Look at eshmor. How many vowels are there?
Eshmor, where is it?
I will guard.
Okay, I will guard. Okay.
Eshmor. How many vowels?
It says one.
I see two syllables. I see two vowels. And sigol under the aleph.
Okay.
And the cholam, the o vowel, over the main. In fact, I circle those vowels in my book.
I've circled them too.
Because that tells me how many syllables.
Ishmor. You see, I would have said, you know, I say shamar.
Right.
So, but we're going ishmor.
Right. Shamar is perfect tense.
Mm-hmm.
Eshmor is imperfect tense. Mm-hmm. So look at Tishmor. How many vowels?
Tishmor,
two. So how many syllables?
Two syllables.
Two. Tishmari, how many vowels? The Chirek, the second Shava, and the Chirek Yod. Three vowels, how many syllables?
Three syllables.
Three syllables.
Tishmari.
Mm-hmm. Yishmor, how many vowels?
Yishmor. Two.
If there's two syllables, how many? Two vowels, how many syllables?
Two syllables.
Yeah, I keep giving away the answer. Shame on me.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay. Go ahead, ask your question.
So when, go back up to I will guard.
I will guard. Eshmor.
Eshmor. You don't consider the Shava a vowel when it's not pronounced?
Correct.
Okay.
Only a pronounceable vowel.
Okay.
In a Shava by itself, if it's in the middle of a word, is it pronounced or not pronounced?
It's not.
It is not. If they're two together, the first one is not, the second one is.
Okay.
That's why Tishmari is three syllables.
Okay.
Do you think it would be too confusing to use the charts on 370 to 74 where it
No, gives, it's not too...
It wouldn't, okay, because I thought it's all right there. Each one's spelled out for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you could read them aloud as you go through and say, you will, feminine, and so on. So
yes.
That would help you any.
Go to page 370. I know you guys use these charts all the time.
I have to keep changing my thing here because I keep ruining it by using it.
Uh-huh. Page 371 is where the pa'al verbs begin in the perfect tense. If we look at line 1 with the verb ahav, which means he loved, the columns down, ahavti is I loved. Ahavta, you loved, masculine singular. Ahavta, you loved, feminine singular. Ahav, he loved. Ahava, she loved. Ahavnu, we loved. Ahavtem or ten is you loved, plural. If it's the mame ending, it's masculine. The noon ending is feminine. So Ahavtem is feminine, Ahavtem masculine. The last column on 371, Ahavu is they loved. If you go across into page 370, I will love never appears in the Bible, in the Old Testament, so they don't put it here. The only one for imperfect on love is he will love, which is Yehav. What does the Yod tell you? That's a signal letter for he. So let's drop down to number two, which is eat. Ochal, see that one? What is that aleph at the beginning? It's I. So I will eat. Tochal, you will eat, masculine. If you're labeling your columns, I labeled mine. Tochli, you will eat, feminine. That, notice the Hirek Yod on the end. The Tav is you, the Hirek Yod at the end is feminine. Yochal, what does the Yod mean?
He
will eat. Tochal, this column is she will eat. Nochal, what does the noon indicate?
We
will eat. Then Tochlu, the Tav means you, the U means plural. You, masculine, plural, will eat. Tochal na is you, feminine, plural, or they, feminine. It's the same word. And yochlu, they will eat. Then all the way on the left, there's a column called clipped form. And notice not every verb has a clipped form. Clip just means it's shorter. They clipped off the last letter. Why would they do that? It's either to confuse us or because if you start at Genesis at the first Tav, every 50 letters spells Torah. And the next 50 letters spells Torah, etc. So every 50th letter.
And God wrote it that way.
He's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was the music thing. Something or in the, it's a God thing.
It's a God thing.
It's a God thing. If you go to page 97, we have a regular imperfect verb chart. There are three types of roots. Shamar is just a regular root. Three letters. Kara, over on the left-hand side, though, it ends with a silent letter. And that makes things a little different sometimes. Look at I will call. Ek-ra. Ek-ra. Not ek-ra-ah, because the last aleph is silent. Doesn't have any vowel. It simply is a silent letter. Ek-ra. Then tikra. Tikra-i.
Yikra.
Tikra,
Nikra,
Tikra-u,
Tikra-na,
Yikra-u,
Tikra-na.
So it's just not that different. And the middle one is Shalach, and of course, that just isn't so different. They just wanted to write out the three so that you could see what happens when you have a chet as a last vowel. Because like ruach, sometimes if you have a last letter of chet, the syllables are pronounced a little different. And the kara ends with a silent letter.
Down here, looking down that shalach, down to the...
Look down at shalach, which is the bottom half of the page.
Up here at the top, I'm looking on the second.
Okay, at the top, Shalach. Okay, the second column.
And then when you've got a break in things and you see it's we, you know, the.
Yes, Nishlach.
Nishlach.
Uh huh.
Okay, then the next one is. Tikshlak?
Tish.
Tishlaku. Tishlaku.
Right, three syllables. Tish la ku.
And then you've got Tish.
Tish.
Lach.
Nu. Na.
Na.
Uh-huh.
Tishlak na.
Tishlak na, right.
Okay. Then this one is Yish. Or is that it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yish.
Yish.
Le.
Le. Leish.
Yish la chu. Right.
Okay, that's how it that clears it a little bit.
Good. Think back to chapters 1 and 2 when we were learning the letters and learning to read syllables. Mm-hmm. That's all Hebrew words are strings of syllables. If you got to sound them out one at a time, yish la chu, doesn't hurt anything. If you were in Israel, they would be speaking a million miles an hour, and you'd have to go, wait a minute, whoa, 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 can you write that down for me?
I learned to read this, not speak it.
Exactly. But in Israel, they would be speaking modern Hebrew, not biblical Hebrew. Modern Hebrew is much more simplified.
Yeah, I'd tell you to go down to the third traffic light, and you'd be totally lost because you wouldn't know the word for traffic light.
I don't know that
word. Yes, you would. The word for traffic light is going to be traffic light. A modern word, they simply transliterate into Hebrew letters.
Okay.
Like car is going to be car, bus is going to be bus.
Oh, nice. So it'll be easy when we get there.
Yeah, pretty much.
I do have a question.
Ask it.
So the I'm looking at the word guard, shamar, and I'm looking
the
at
word gar shamar. You're looking at
you feminine plural.
You feminine plural.
So the
pronounce it for me.
Tishmarna.
Tishmarna is correct.
And so, will the signal letter at the end for you feminine plural always be the nun hey?
Yes, the na. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what you meant by na.
Right. Na is the noon.
I obviously didn't catch
kamates and hay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
And those are all the principles.
This is natural.
What do you call a... Let me put the... Now let me turn the tape back on. You understand why I couldn't put that on the air. Okay, bottom page 97. They take a bunch of the verbs that you know and just say, Zachar, Malach, and Katav conjugate like Shamar. On page 97. That's a 9 followed by a 7. At the bottom, they've got three columns there. Zachar, Malach, and Katav conjugate like Shamar, meaning just replace Sheen, Mem, and Resh with those other root letters, and you've got your conjugations. Shalach conjugates like Shema and Patach. And Matzah conjugates like Karah. Notice they both end with an Aleph. So they conjugate the same.
Or go to page
371. Why would Shema
or go to page 371
conjugate the same as Patach and Shalach? Because it does.
Because it does. Okay.
Because it's not the same root end.
No, it doesn't end with a chait, but it's still.
Or house and mice.
That's true.
Let's.
They all have the same ending signal letters.
They all have the same ending signal letters. They're talking about the vowel patterns.
Oh.
Like if you look at Eshmor, Eshlach, and Ra. Eshmor has an O sound between the second and third root letters. Eshlach has a patach between the second and third root letters. And Ekra has a kamates between the second and third root letters. So it's the vowels they're trying to show. The signal letters are the same all the way across.
Okay.
Just Eshmor, Eskor, Emlok, Ech Tov, they all have the O as the second vowel.
Okay.
The Shema is going to be an Eshma, not an Eshmo.
Okay.
Well,
that's the word vowel.
That's okay. Okay, that'll be there.
I put it in there. So
okay.
Let's look up at the Shalach and Karah columns again. In the Shalach, the second vowel is the patak, which says ah. And the third column, the ekra, the kamates, also makes an ah. So to you and I, it doesn't matter whether it's a patak or a kamates, it says ah. But there was a time that they're pronounced a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. That is, one shorter than the other. One's an ah and the other's an ah. They sound the same, so the book doesn't make any distinguishment. And when you're talking 100 miles an hour, you can't hear any difference. But technically, there was a time that one was held a little longer, a fraction of a second longer.
Which one?
I don't know. Okay. Actually, the kamates is the longer vowel.
Okay.
So I shouldn't say I don't know if I do, but okay.
But it doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter. That was my point. Okay, page 102, going on with our exercises, our ejercicios, if we were in Spanish class and we're not.
Like
you don't like these?
Oh, is this a story?
This is the story.
Okay.
This is the story of the little red hen. Okay. Since we have covered the first few lines at the top, just to echo me as we read them. He.
He.
Kara.
Kara.
La mishpacha.
La mishpacha.
Ra'iti.
Ra'iti.
Ki.
Ki.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
Basadeh.
Basadeh.
Haya.
Haya.
Tov.
Tov.
Me.
Me.
Yitzor.
Yitzor.
Et.
Et.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
Hadagon. Hadagon. Loani.
Loani.
Amar ha'av.
Amar ha'av.
Loani.
Loani.
Amar ha'vein.
Amar ha'vein.
Loani.
Loani.
Amra ha'bat.
Amra ha'bat.
Now we're down to the stuff we haven't done yet. So, student number one, if you would read me the first sentence there, please, after Loani Amra ha'bat, which is not I, said the daughter.
Amra.
Haisha. Haisha. Three syllables.
Ma is ma'a.
Ma. Za.
Za.
T.
T. Mazati.
Mazati is right.
Okay. Ani.
Ani.
Et. Zera. Hadagon.
Hadagon. So everybody, echo me, please. Amra.
Amra.
Ha'isha.
Ha'isha.
Matzati.
Matzati.
Ani.
Ani.
Et.
Et.
Zera.
Zera.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
What would that mean?
The woman said. I found. I found
the
seed of grain.
Seed of grain. That is correct. Student number two. Next sentence, please.
Ani.
Ani.
Zerati.
Zerati.
Et. Hazara.
Hazara. Accents Hazera. On the zeh. Hazara.
Vagam.
Vagam.
Shamarti.
Shamarti.
Et.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
Everybody. Ani.
Ani.
Zarati.
Zarati.
Et.
Et.
Hazera.
Hazera.
Vagam.
Vagam.
Shamarti.
Shamarti.
Et.
Et.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
What would that mean?
It means I.
I.
Seeded. No. I.
Planted.
Planted.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Planted the seed.
The seed.
I have to correct my thing. And also.
And also.
I guarded.
I guarded.
The grain.
The grain. Correct. Student number three.
Vagam.
Vagam.
Ekzor.
Et.
Hadagan.
Hadagan. Everybody. Vagam.
Vagam.
Ekzor.
Ekzor.
Et.
Et.
Hadagan.
Hadagan.
Exclamation mark. What is that?
And also.
And also.
I will.
I will.
Do something.
Do something? How about reap?
Reap.
I will reap.
Oh, well, that's my place. The grain.
The grain. Correct. Student number four, please.
Vahi.
Vahi.
Lakha-ka.
Lakha.
Ka.
Mm-hmm.
Cherev.
Cherev.
Vahi.
Vahi.
Halcha.
Halcha.
La-sa-deh.
La-sa-deh.
Va'az.
Va'az.
Kaz.
Katz ra.
It. Kol.
Kol.
Hadagan.
Hadagan.
Asher.
Asher.
Haya.
Haya.
Basadeh.
Basadeh.
Al.
Al.
Yad.
Yad.
Habayit.
Habayit. Excellent. Everybody please. Vahi.
Vahi.
Lakha.
Lakha.
Cherev.
Cherev.
Vahi.
Vahi.
Halcha.
Halcha.
La-sa-deh.
La-sa-deh.
Va'az.
Va'az.
Katz-ra.
Katz-ra.
Et.
Et.
Kol.
Kol.
Hadagan.
Hadagan.
Asher.
Asher.
Haya.
Haya.
Basadeh.
Basadeh.
Al-yad.
Al-yad.
Habayit.
Habayit.
What's that mean?
And she took the sword.
And she took a sword.
And she went to the field.
And she went to the field.
And then reaped.
And then she reaped.
All the grain.
All of the grain.
That was in the field.
That was in the field.
Near the house.
Near the house. Excellent. Student number five.
Ha'isha.
Ha'isha.
Lakha.
Lakha.
Et. Hadagan.
Hadagan.
Lamishpacha.
Lamishpacha.
Asher.
Asher.
Yishba.
How about
Yashba? Yashba. Sorry. Yashba.
Babait. Babait. Everybody, please. Ha'isha.
Ha'isha.
Lakha.
Lakha.
Et.
Et.
Hadagan.
Hadagan.
Lamishbacha.
Lamishbacha.
Asher.
Asher.
Yashba.
Yashba.
Babait.
Babait.
Which means what?
Okay. The wife.
The wife
took
the grain
to the family which sat
in the house. Student number one.
Vahi.
Amra. Three syllables. Ka,
ka
zar, yeah.
Ti.
Ka,
ya, ti.
Nope. Ka, zar,
ti.
Right.
Ka, zar, ti.
Right.
Et. Kol.
Hadagan. Hadagan. Mm-hmm. Everybody, please. Vahi.
Vahi.
Amra.
Amra.
Katsarti.
Katsarti.
Et.
Et.
Kol.
Kol.
Hadagan.
Hadagan.
What does that mean, student number one?
And she said.
And she said.
I have reaped.
I have reaped.
The
all of the grain.
Oh, I have reaped all of the grain.
All of the grain. Uh-huh. Student number two.
Me.
Me.
Ya'aseh.
Ya'aseh.
Lecha. Lechem.
Lechem. Everybody. Me.
Me.
Ya'aseh.
Ya'aseh.
Lechem.
Lechem.
And what does that mean?
Who will make bread?
Who will make bread?
Or bread.
Correct. Any answer?
Ode.
Ode.
Amar.
Ha'av.
Lo'ani.
Lo'ani. Everybody. Ode.
Ode.
Amar.
Amar.
Ha'av.
Ha'av.
Lo'ani. What's that mean?
Again.
Again.
The father said.
The father said.
Not I.
Student number four.
Ode.
Ode.
Amar.
Amar.
Habain. Lo'ani.
Lo'ani. Everybody. Ode. Amar. Habain. Lo'ani.
Lo'ani.
Which means?
Again, the son said.
Again, the son said.
Not I.
Not I. Student number five.
Ode.
Amra.
Habat. Lo'ani.
Lo'ani. Everybody. Ode. Amra.
Habat.
Lo'ani. What's that mean, student number five?
Again.
Again.
The daughter said.
The daughter said.
Not I.
Not I. Student number one.
Amra.
Aisha.
Oz.
Ani.
I.
Three syllables.
Et.
Alechem. Everybody. Amra. Ha'isha. Oz. Ani. E'eseh.
Et.
Halechem. Everybody say that again.
E'eseh.
Sounds like you're stuttering, but you're not. It's just three sigil vowels. E'eseh. So what does it mean, student number one?
Said,
the woman said,
then
I
will make
the bread. Correct. Student number two.
Vahi.
Lacha.
Et.
Hadagon.
Vagam.
Asta. Lechem. Everybody. Vahi. Lakha.
Et.
Hadagon. Vagam.
Asta.
Lechem. Which means?
And she took.
The grain.
And also.
And also.
Will make bread.
And also she made.
She made bread.
She made bread. Notice there's no signal letter up front.
I was looking for one.
Don't write one in. It's just plain old perfect tense. Student number three. What'd she do next?
Ha'isha.
Ra'ata.
Ki.
Halechem.
Hayah.
Tov. Everybody. Ha'isha.
Ra'ata.
Ki. Halechem.
Hayah.
Tov. Which means?
The woman
saw
that
the bread
was
good. You want some, you're hungry, huh? Patience. Student number four.
The Oz.
He.
Amra.
Lachol.
Hamishbacha. Ra'iti.
Ki.
Halechem.
Haya. Tov. Great, everybody. Va'az.
He.
Amra. Lachol.
Hamishbacha.
Ra'iti.
Ki.
Halechem.
Haya.
Tov. What's that mean?
And then
she said,
To all the family.
To all of the family.
I saw. That the bread.
Was good. Student number five.
Va'ani.
Ochal.
Et.
Halechem. Everybody. Va'ani. Ochal. Et. Halechem. Which means.
And I.
Will eat.
The bread.
Uh-huh. Student number one.
Gam.
Anochi.
Amar.
Ha'av. Yes, everybody. Gam. Anochi. Amar. Ha'av. Which means?
I also. Will eat.
Nope, there's no will eat.
I also said
the Father. Right.
I also said the Father.
Next one.
Gam. Anochi.
Amar.
Habain.
Everybody. Gam.
Anochi.
Amar.
Habain.
Which means?
I also
said the Son. Student number three.
Gam.
Anochi.
Amra.
Habat. Everybody. Gam. Anochi.
Amra.
Habat. Which means?
I also. Said the daughter.
Student number four. Let's see how this goes over with the mama.
Ko.
Amra.
Ha-isha. Lo. Metzatem.
Below.
Zeratem.
Uh-huh.
Et.
Hazera.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Ko.
Amra.
Ha'isha.
Lo.
Mitzatem.
Below.
Zeratem.
Et.
Hazera. Which means, what's ko?
Ko is thus.
Thus.
said the woman. You did not.
Find. What? You did not find.
You did not find. And you did not plant.
The seed. Correct. Next student, number five. Low.
Shmartem.
Below.
Kizartem.
Et.
Hadagon.
Everybody. Low.
Shmartem.
Below.
Kizartem.
Et.
Hadagon.
What's that?
You did not guard. And you did not reap. The grain.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Student number one.
Gam.
Low.
Yashate.
Asitim.
Asitim.
Right.
Et.
Halechem. Everybody. Gam. Lo. Asitim.
Et.
Halechem. Which means?
Also.
You did not.
Make. The bread.
The bread. Correct. Student number two.
Rock.
Ani.
Zerati.
Et.
Hazor.
Hazera.
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 Barak.
Barak.
Ani.
Ani.
Shamarti.
Shamarti.
Et.
Et.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
Barak.
Barak.
Ani.
Ani.
Kazarti.
Kazarti.
Et.
Et.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
Barak.
Barak.
Ani.
Ani.
Yasiti.
How about Asiti?
Asiti.
It looks like a Y, but it's not.
Asiti.
Asiti.
Et.
Et.
Halachem.
Halachem. That was a long sentence, but everybody please. Rock.
Rock.
Ani.
Ani.
Zerati.
Zerati.
Et.
Et.
Hazera.
Hazera.
Barak.
Barak.
Ani.
Ani.
Shamarti.
Shamarti.
Et.
Et.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
Barak.
Barak.
Ani.
Ani.
Katsarti.
Katsarti.
Et.
Et.
Hadagon.
Hadagon.
Barak.
Barak.
Ani.
Ani.
Asiti.
Asiti.
Et.
Et.
Halachem.
Halachem.
Which means what?
Only I.
Only I. Zerati.
Zerati. Only I reaped.
Planted.
Planted. The seed.
The seed.
And only I.
And only I.
Guarded.
Guarded.
The seed.
Grain.
Grain. And only I.
And only I.
Reaped.
Reaped.
The
grain.
Grain.
Mm-hmm. The grain.
And only
I
made the bread.
The bread. Next.
Ani.
Ani.
Barak.
Barak.
Ani.
Ani.
Ochal.
Ochal.
Et.
Et.
Halachem.
Halachem. Everybody. Ani.
Ani.
Varakani.
Varakani.
Ochal.
Ochal.
Et.
Et.
Halachem.
Halachem.
What's that mean, you selfish old thing?
I. And only I.
And only I.
Will eat.
Will eat.
The bread.
The bread. Mm-hmm. Last sentence of the story, student number 4.
She's been making noises all along.
Vehi.
Achli.
Achla.
Achlaxti. Achla. Et.
Et.
Kol.
Kol.
Halechem.
Halechem. Everybody.
Vehi.
Vehi. Achla.
Achla.
Et kol.
Et kol.
Halechem.
Halechem.
Which means.
And she ate. All the bread.
All of the bread. She did, she did.
She gained a lot of weight.
Don't say how much bread there was.
That's true.
She found AC the grain. How much bread could it be?
No wonder nobody else wanted to guard it.
Probably what one can? Little stalk growing out there, huh?
Let the rabbit get it.
Page 103. Our second chapter, where we read some from the book of Ruth. So, student number 5, if you would read from the right, number 1, with covering up the left-hand column.
Habanim.
Habanim.
Machlon. Machlon.
Mm-hmm.
Vachilion.
Lachu.
Nashim. Moabitot.
How about Moaviot?
Moaviot.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? Habanim.
The sons.
Machlon.
Of Machlon.
What's that mean? That's the name. That's the name. Okay. In English, we say Malone. The Chilion.
And that's another name.
And Killian.
Lachu.
Took. Nashim Moaviyot.
Took Moabite wives.
In Hebrew, like in some other languages, the adjective follows the noun. So, Nashim is women or wives. Moaviyot is Moabite. Moabite modifies women, so that's why it's Moabite women. Or Moabite wives. Student number one, would you read number two, please?
Shamot.
Nashay.
Habanim. Hayu. This says it right underneath there. It's Harak.
Just two syllables.
Arpa. Root.
Mm-hmm. So everybody, it's Shemot. Neshay. Habanim. Hayu. Arpa. Varut. It's actually Orpa, but they didn't put the vowel in there because they thought it'd confuse you.
Would that be the one with the Shema next to it?
Maybe? Yeah, that's with the Shema next to the Kames, which makes an O sound. Okay, what's it mean? Shemot Neshay Habanim is a three-word word pair string.
The name
of the women.
Wives.
So the names of the women
of Moab.
No, Habanim.
Of the sons.
That's why I had you not look over to the left because the book is wrong. So it's the names of the women of the sons. Hayu.
Were. Oprah.
Orpa.
Oprah.
I know.
Hope not.
Orpa means stiff-necked. Varut. And Root means friend. So Orpa and Ruth. Number three. Yeah. It is close to Oprah. It's entirely possible they intended to name her Orpa and couldn't spell it. I don't know. Vahaim.
Yashvu.
Sham.
Shanim.
Everybody. Vahaim. Yashvu.
Sham.
Shanim. Now, don't look at the left, because they didn't translate it as well as you're going to. What is Vahaim?
And they,
Yashvu,
settled
or dwelt, either one, Sham,
there,
Shanim.
4 years?
Years. Mm-hmm. Right. Shana, year, Shanim, years.
And they settled their years?
Mm-hmm. Number four.
Matu.
How about Maytu?
Maytu.
Mm-hmm. Maytu. Not
Maytu.
Maytu. Gam.
Machlon.
Vachilion. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Maytu.
Maytu.
Gam.
Machlon.
Vachilion.
Vachilion.
What's that mean?
Also, they died or they died also? They died also?
Also, who died?
Malone and Kilion.
Right. And also Malone and Kilion died.
Okay.
Good.
That would work.
Yep. That's what you said. I liked it. Number five.
Kol. Ha'anashim.
May two.
Naomi.
Unshay.
Habanim.
Hayu.
Ode.
Sham. Everybody. Kol. Ha'anashim.
May
tu.
Naomi.
Unshe.
Habanim.
Hayu.
Od.
Sham. What's that mean?
All of the men.
All of the men.
Died. Naomi.
Naomi.
And the wives.
And the wives.
Of. The men.
The sons.
The sons. The sons.
Were still there. Correct. Number six.
Naomi.
Shama.
Bisedei. Moav.
Ki.
Zachar. Adonai.
Et.
Amo.
Amo. Everybody. Naomi.
Shama.
Bisedei.
Moav.
Ki.
Zachar.
Adonai.
Et.
Amo.
Amo.
See the Bisedei? The reason there's three syllables is that little dogesh in the middle of the sheen that says it's a doubling dogesh. It ends the first syllable, bis, and begins the second syllable, sa, and then day. Yeah, don't forget that little sucker.
Yeah.
So what's that all mean? Student number five, otherwise known as Sweetie.
Naomi.
Heard.
In the fields.
Of Moab.
That.
The Lord.
Remembered. His people.
Good. Number seven. The first word is Behudah.
Amo.
Yimsa. You know that word. It's bread. Lechem, of course. Everybody.
Behudah.
Amo.
Yimsa.
Lechem. So Behudah is in Judah. Amo. Amo, his people.
Okay. All right. In Judah.
His people. Yimsa. Matzah is found. Yimsa is imperfect. He will find.
Will find bread.
Yeah.
In Judah, his people will find bread.
Yes, that's right. In Judah, his people will find bread. Because there was a big famine, remember, that's why they left. And now they know there's bread back in the land. So student number two, here's a big ugly sentence. What's it say?
Naomi. Unshe.
Habanim.
Halchu.
Misadei.
Moav.
Lehuda. Everybody. Naomi. Unshe. Habanim. Halchu.
Misadei.
Moav.
Lehuda.
What's that mean?
Naomi.
And.
The woman.
It's a word pair. And the wives of.
The sons.
Halchu.
Went.
Misadei Moav.
From the fields of Moab,
Lehudah.
To Judah.
Because we have just 2 minutes left, I'll read number nine and you echo me. Vehi. Halcha.
Min.
Hamakom.
Asher.
Haita.
Shema.
Im.
Neshe.
Habani. What's that mean?
And she. Went
from
the place
that she was Shamas toward there.
Okay. Toward there.
Im is with, uh-huh. Neshe Habanim.
The wives of the sons.
The wives of the sons. Very good. And number 10, Vahena.
Vahena.
Halchu.
Halchu.
Baderech.
Baderech.
Lashuv.
Lashuv.
El.
El.
Eretz.
Eretz.
Yehuda.
Yehuda.
What's that?
And they.
Went.
On the road.
Lashuv is a participle, to return.
To return, yes, I've covered that. To return, L2.
To?
Eretz would be land, the land.
The land of?
Judah.
Very good. And you have finished chapter 11. So next week, Lord willing, we'll begin chapter 12 with the drop letter imperfects, one of which you've seen already in this story, which was Ochal. So we will find out next week why Ochal meant I will eat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all for coming and working so hard.
The story of Ruth that continues on the back of that page 104, that's really the same thing that we just read.
Right. Okay. It's the same words, just instead of breaking out into 1, 2, 3, 4, it's the same paragraph.
They want you to read it really fast.
Yeah. I